Each winter, since just after the dinosaurs stopped treading the earth or trotting it or whatever it was they did, there has been the Super Bowl. And for the past 20 of those winters, to the dismay of poetry snobs, there has been Super Bowl haiku. But despite the naysayers, Super Bowl haiku is growing. And how? We received well over 100 submissions from our listeners before the weekend, and we expect that number to top out at about 18,000 by the time the shivering masses pour out of MetLife Stadium and into the prosaic meadowlands. So sit back now and let us entertain you with Super Bowl Haiku XX.
Snow on Mount Fuji. Perfection of nature's way. On field, not so much.
Noisy Seahawks fans may raise the roof a ruckus.
Or Jimmy Hoffa.
Chris Christie points, shouts, look folks, Jersey, Super Bowl, no bridge to see here.
Goodell and Putin, big shots both, can only hope for no snow and snow.
Miami, Dallas, New Orleans, Tampa, all hope outdoors doesn't work.
Washington sells pot, and so does Colorado.
Smoking Super Bowl!
Odds, okay, here's odds. How about 4-1 that Tebow's in an ad?
Sad Patriots fans seek same, February 2, for crying in beer.
Aye, 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 matey. The sea will swallow them up, whomever they are.
It's the Super Bowl? I do not get reception from under my rock.
Wilson leads Seahawks. It says Wilson on the ball. Wait, does that seem right?
So, Peyton Manning, you want one more Super Bowl? Done?
Eight.
Says Wilson.
6. 21.
He says, and...
5.
Kaepernick says...
4.
Seattle, winless. No titles, no rings. Respect, elusive as rain.
Fans loving long pass, caught in long fingers, cringing at what happens next.
Bow your heads in prayer. Please, dear Lord, we beseech thee, no more Super Bowl.
Half-chewed wings, beer drips, smears of 7 layer dip. The lazy boy squirms.
Shrimp tails, cocktail sauce, half-chewed wings with blue cheese dip. Area rugs wince.
Super Bowl haiku? Sounds like a dumb idea. I'll never do it.
Super Bowl haiku included the work of Nancy Marks, C.W. Hannenberg, Stacy Kasson, Corin Dimmick, a fellow named Todd, who was wise enough to withhold his last name, Scott Suma, Rob Emsley, Frisbane Manley, and Guillermo Pequeño Campo. Thanks to all those who submitted haiku, especially Jade Lewis's creative writing class at East Buchanan High School in Gower, Missouri, though their haiku came in just a little too late. Check onlyagame.org for more Super Bowl haiku worthy of honorable mention. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout. We had help this week from Martin Kessler, and our intern is Zoe Sobel. This year's Hut Hut Haiku players were John Peck, Kirsten Culkhurst, Clint Cavanaugh, Walter Dixon, George Hicks, Kelvin Brooks, Karen Given, and the aforementioned Guillermo Pequeño Campo. The Rookie of the Year was Jack Lepiarz, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word this week is from our Hut Haiku player emeritus, Walter Dixon, whose love of haiku is unrivaled anywhere in the world.
But wait, there's more.
More? Ginzu knives? A miracle weight loss formula? Limericks! I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Support comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, whose commission to build a healthier America works to improve health where Americans live, learn, work, and play. The Pew Charitable Trusts, working with states to improve voter registration and the election process at pewtrusts.org. And Newman's Own Foundation, giving all profits from Newman's Own to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. This is NPR.